Wondery Plus subscribers can listen to Rich and Daily ad-free right now. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or Apple Podcasts. So, Arisha, you know how some people will, like, cut their hair after a breakup just to, like, signal a new beginning?
Mm-hmm. Or just, you know, start dating a bunch of other people right at once?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Exactly. And I feel like Britney Spears is doing something like that. She's not dating a bunch of new people, but now that she's out of her conservatorship, she's making some pretty big life changes.
Oh, yeah. And she's speaking out, I feel like, now more than ever, mm-hmm. and she's gonna get paid for it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, we all prayed for a tell-all book, and I gotta say, the pop gods are truly blessing us.
I know, it's the one good thing I think we're getting out of this year at this point.
Oh, God, preach. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. It's Thursday, February 24th.
And you're listening to Rich and Daily.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Richies, we've entered a new era of Britney. Now that her conservatorship's over, we're starting to see her take more control of her life. Like, I feel like I went from, oh my God, her life seems so terrible, to I'm jealous of her life.
Yeah, so I want to be living it.
Me too.
We're definitely not the only ones excited about her freedom. She recently shared a letter from two members of the U.S. Congress who congratulated her on her historic victories in her conservatorship battle.
Right. So Britney posted the letter on her Instagram last Wednesday, and it's from Congressman Charlie Crist of Florida and Eric Swalwell of California, and it's dated December 1st, 2021. So in the letter, they're basically celebrating the end of her conservatorship, and they're applauding her and Matthew Rosengod for what they've accomplished. And they actually invited her to speak to Congress about conservatorships, which is really amazing because maybe we'll finally start to see an actual change.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah, well.
Pessimistically girls can dream. Crossed.
Yeah. But in the Instagram post, Britney writes how flattered she is to receive the letter and says that when she got it, she wasn't nearly at the healing stage she's at now. Mm-hmm. She also says how grateful she is to have her story even acknowledged, saying, "Because of the letter, I felt heard and like I mattered for the first time in my life." And she goes on to admit she's still pretty messed up, but says, "I want to help others in vulnerable situations. Take life by the balls and be brave." Which, yeah, that should be knitted on a pillow.
Yeah, it should be. She should get t-shirts made up. Like, she's going to be a star. I'm just kidding. So one thing I will say about Britney is she's definitely brave.
Yeah.
Like, she's opening up so much more about everything but her conservatorship especially. And she says she's ready to hold people accountable for what they did to her. So we're all like, finally.
Yeah, we're here for it for sure.
Yes. So Britney posted a black and white photo to her Instagram yesterday with the quote, "Your self-respect has to be stronger than your feelings." But the post has now been deleted. She apparently got a text from Kanye that was like, "Hey, this is what we're all doing now."
And she's like, "Okay. Deleting, post delete."
Yeah, she's like, "Cool." But in the caption, Britney talks about going to meet with her former management, TriStar Sports and Entertainment Group, and this meeting was apparently a week before her conservatorship started in 2008. She says they tried to make her feel special by sucking up to her. They pointed out a large poster they had of her hanging in their office.
Which is just so weird.
It is so weird. It was like half hanging off. They were like, "Sorry, we just rushed to hang that up before you walked in."
There's a ton of other posters underneath of other celebrities that are coming in after her.
Yeah. She's like, "Why is that wall so close to the door?" She also says they killed her a week later by putting her in the conservatorship.
Yeah, and so now Britt is saying she has plans to sue TriStar and specifically called out her former business manager, Brooke's arch nemesis, Lou Taylor, as well as her associate, Robin Greenhill. Britney also says her dad, Jamie Spears, worshipped Lou and Robin and claims he would have done anything they asked of him.
Obviously.
Yeah.
I think that's been proven.
She says she felt helpless under the firm's management and that she feared for her life, writing, "I think they were trying to kill me. I still to this very day believe that's exactly what they were trying to do." Which is just, can you imagine living that life where you're like, the people that are running my life are trying to end it?
Yeah. Well, if I could offer any type of insight here, I feel like there's no way they're going to try to kill their cash cow.
True. True. But Britney wants us to know you can't take her down that easily, writing, "Nobody else would have lived through what they did to me. I lived through all of it, and I remember all of it."
Mm-hmm.
And so now Lou Taylor's attorney, Charles Harder, released a statement to Rolling Stone in response to Britney's post, saying that Britney's claims were entirely false, as well as highly offensive, damaging, and unacceptable. Which I feel like the same could be said about what Lou Taylor did to Britney.
Interesting. It's almost like they're gaslighting her. That's so crazy.
What a weird concept.
I mean, now that they've said this quote, though, it's over, I guess. I believe them, right?
Yeah.
They must be.
They would never lie, Brooke. Come on.
No, of course not. So even though Britney might have deleted that post, she is not done speaking about it. Mm-mm. Thankfully for all of us, she's just getting started. She recently signed a $15 million deal for a tell-all book.
Mm-hmm. Now, the real question is, is this enough to get Brooke to actually read a book?
That's so weird because I was just about to say I might actually read this book, although I'm hoping for an audio version. And on top of that, I'm manifesting me narrating the audio version because why not?
Oh, man. So the book deal was announced by Page Six on Monday. The internet truly lost it over the news. The deal comes after a bidding war from multiple publishers over her book. And publishing house Simon & Schuster won the bid. One publishing insider told Page Six that the deal is one of the biggest of all time behind the Obamas. Mm-hmm. Now, Barack and Michelle got $60 million from Penguin Random House for their books, which is just, should I be writing books? There's so much money in book writing.
Yes, you should be writing a book. Haven't you read our reviews? They're like, please, Arisha, write a book.
So Britney actually dropped hints about a book before the publishing deal was even made. Mm-hmm. Back in January, for all those who are constantly monitoring her social media like us, you may remember she shared a photo of this old school typewriter to her social media with the caption, "Shall I start from the beginning?" Mm-hmm. And of course, we're all like, yes, start from the beginning.
And Jamie Spears was like, no, don't mention my failed gym. So Britney's obviously stronger than yesterday, and she's taking control of her own narrative for the first time. And finally, she's getting paid money that a bunch of succubuses aren't trying to steal from her.
Ugh, what a nice, refreshing change, I'm
Seriously.
Sure.
Seriously. Ugh. But she's also making other changes to mark this new chapter of her life. She recently shared that she got a new puppy. We know she tried out purple hair, which she hated and would not stop telling us she hated.
Yes.
And now she's looking to leave her former prison. On Tuesday, Brittany posted a video to her Instagram of the sun setting from her backyard. And she wrote in the caption, "So this is the view from my room. It's pretty spectacular." Then she adds, "I've lived in this house for 7 years and I'm in the process of buying a new home. It's time for change."
She also wrote how she's been modest about sharing her home, saying, "I know you guys have seen me dance in my living room, but honestly, I have three living rooms. Maybe one day I'll give you guys a tour. But until then, here's the pink sky."
Damn, that's a brag and a half.
I know. You guys have only actually been seeing one of my three living rooms. I do love that she prefaced that with that she's been modest. Like, I'm being modest about my three living room house. But so Brittany bought her home back in October of 2015 for $7.4 million. It's a classic, you know, 20-acre estate, five bedrooms, eight bathrooms, three living rooms. We don't know how many kitchens.
Yeah.
Zillow currently estimates it to be worth over $10 million, which means it could be $5 million or $50
million. Just gonna
say. Knowing Zillow. It's not on the market yet, and we don't know where Brittany's looking for a house or when she'll buy. But considering all of the trauma that she's endured in that house, like being bugged in her own bedroom, it's probably a really good move for her to get the hell out.
Yeah. It's got to be just constant terrible memories.
Yeah.
At this point.
Yeah.
So now that Brittany's a free woman who does whatever the hell she pleases, she's definitely been keeping us on our toes with her Instagram moments that are like just completely unfiltered and they're amazing. Oh my God, they truly give. And after deleting her post about wanting to sue TriStar, Brittany shared a video with a much lighter vibe along with her thoughts on getting Botox.
Yeah, I mean, Brittany, bless her, keeps us guessing because you just never know what the post is going to be.
Nope.
So yesterday she posted a video of her on a plane headed to a tropical destination. And she was clearly having fun referencing that iconic plane scene from the comedy movie Bridesmaids. Mm-hmm. She clarified in her caption that she wasn't drunk, but just having fun, acting like Kristen Wiig's character in the movie. And then in true Britney fashion, she took a total left turn in her caption, writing, "Anyways, I'm really debating on getting Botox. I think I'm getting subtle lines on my forehead, but the last time I did it, my eyebrow was raised like the funny girl in the movie Just Go With It," which I had just watched that movie, so that reference was nice and sharp in my mind.
Oh, nice.
It's Rachel Dratch's character. She looks ridiculous.
Yes. She does.
Brittany said her eyebrow was raised for 3 weeks and said, "Sounds funny, but it actually wasn't. I thought it was permanent. I mean, I'm surprised people don't sue," which some do.
Yeah, they do. But you sign and stuff. That's why they don't sue. Can I just say, in normal posts, the video or the picture would maybe be a clue to what the caption may be about, but not with Brittany.
Never.
Sometimes it's not even related in any way.
Yeah. I mean, just the way that this started of like, oh, I'm referencing Bridesmaids and then jumping to Botox. It was like, whoa, 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 what? Okay, okay. I'm here for it.
At least she kept it in the movie realm with the references.
True, Yeah.
You know, but I was looking at this post and you know how the end has like 4 million emojis at the end? Like more for even Brittany.
And so many like repeated, like.
Yeah.
Three suds, three star, like.
Well, I'm wondering, I have a theory now. So we talked about this. Diet Prada shared a bunch of those like posts from people when Brittany announced her book deal. Mm-hmm. And the last one was like this woman typing and it's like the person they hired to delete the emojis from Brittany's book. Yeah. So we know Brittany sees this social media stuff. I wonder if that was like a clap back at that.
Oh,
like,
I'm
here's a bunch of emojis because she just said like, "I don't care what you guys think." So it's very classic, and I'm so here for it.
You know what I'm here for is if her whole book is just emojis.
Oh my God, it's a book and a puzzle in one.
$15 million emoji book.
People would buy it.
I know, it would be a bestseller.
Yes, God. From Wondery, I'm Brooke Ziffrin.
And I'm Arisha Skidmore-Williams. This is Rich and Daily.
See you tomorrow, Richies.
Listen to Rich and Daily on Amazon Music or on your Alexa-enabled device. Just ask Alexa, play the Rich and Daily podcast.
And tell your friends we've got the hot goss.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.